Now, how about dimensions? Before you could ever go on to a dimension other than fourth dimension, you would have had to become self-aware. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Self-aware means you would have had to have understand the cosmology of yourself. You would have had to have an understanding about the brain, about memory, about the grid, and how you react. And what do you think about? And what are the things that compose you? And if we took all of them away, what would you be? You're terrified to have something taken away from you. You're terrified to change because you don't have the substance and the confidence to know that nothing is everything. In order to take you to another dimension, you have to understand how pliable this one is. Now, those of the great assay that are here have an understanding. They've seen it. Consciousness and energy creates the nature of reality? Absolutely. And yet, it was the simplest teaching that has ever been delivered. Simple, because it comes from the headwaters of dimensions. It's the law that says, whatever you focus on is. Whatever you take to analogical becomes. And that's how the whole universe was created. Now do it on a small scale. And we did it on a small scale, and they saw it in action. Now, reality is the clay. Reality is the product of your focused thought energized into life. That's what constitutes your life. Now, it was so simple to understand that you could come back and see how going unconscious to a program would so completely manifest itself in your life that you would be a 90% memorized person. And that no wonder that you have struggled all of your life for intelligence. You have struggled for joy. You have struggled for your place in the world. You have struggled for knowledge because 90% of you says you can't have it. You understand? That has manifested. So, what kind of a dimensional mind are you? You are four dimensions at best at present. But unless you can actually see in reflection how this truth has been in your life, you're going to have difficulty going on to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions because in order to go there, you will not have the words, you will have an experience. But if you haven't had an experience with the dimensional level that you're on at the present time, and if the lights don't go on, and you can see so clearly that this is so, how can I take you to another dimension? What are you going to drag there? 90% negativity? 90% doubt? My God, you should have seen what we just went through to get rid of that. You would be horrified. Do you know what my people did? And some of them longer, 3 days and three nights, they focused, they had to stay awake. They didn't really, you know. There was only a handful that did, but they were supposed to. Why? Because in focus, they would wash 90% memory. They would wash it and analogically neutralize it. Wouldn't be anymore because they'd have to focus all that time and they'd have to be in pain to do it. And pain is the punishment of thinking 50% positive and 50% negative. So, here is with your limited thinking, this is the closest I can come to telling you about another dimension. If time is the fourth dimension, then what would be the fifth dimension? Light. That's the end of the path for most people, going to the light. That's it.